You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Now, what on earth is going on within Immigration New Zealand? Ever since the days of the late unlamented Ian Lees-Galloway, the department has been struggling. A pause was placed on the processing of grandparents' visas. That was before COVID. Migrant workers are still being exploited by unscrupulous employers, despite a number of reviews under former immigration ministers. Last year, it was revealed that there were nearly 200 employers who'd had their licenses to hire migrants revoked because they were not delivering on what the law requires and on what was promised. Immigration New Zealand are investigating 167 more businesses. Immigration Minister, the current one, Erica Stanford, accepts that there were a number of pressures on Immigration New Zealand staff. The reopening of borders after COVID-19, unprecedented demand for workers, new staff in the department, did result in visas and applications being processed one per week instead of one per day, which really slows things up. But then if you're asking staff who are new to the department for extra checks and to be super scrupulous, there's going to be a lag. There was also the merging of six visas into one and a new IT system that's not fully operational. That's been introduced over the last couple of years. We knew about that. Still not fully operational. At the same time, we have unprecedented numbers, unprecedented numbers of people flocking to New Zealand. But are they the people we need to make New Zealand a better, stronger, more resilient society and economy? And in turn, are they getting what they're being promised? It's a huge commitment to leave your family, to leave your home country, to take your own family, to pick up everything you own and come to a brand new country, a brand new culture, and the expectation that your skills will be recognised and you'll have a place here, that you will belong here. Are we, in turn, giving migrant workers what they're expecting? Look at the nurses. We have nurses coming here spending tens of thousands of dollars to do so just on their applications. That's before you even take into account airfares, rent and the like. And yet they're being told that their skill sets are not what hospitals are looking for. Canterbury Hospital and its situations vacant. They had a need for nurses in maternity, oncology, acute general surgery, that sort of thing. But in their sits of back, they said applications from nurses who had recently completed their competency assessment programs would not be accepted. So basically saying, if you're new to New Zealand, you've just done your competency assessment, don't bother applying. There has been a huge influx of internationally qualified nurses coming to New Zealand since our borders opened. Of the newly registered nurses in the October to December quarter, 63% were trained overseas. To be fair to Andrew Little, the former health minister, he did say there are a lot of nurses wanting to come to New Zealand, and finally, they're here. Despite being trained, despite completing their competency, the rejections just keep coming for them. At Gore Hospital, 80 international nurses applied for a job. None of them had the necessary qualifications or experience. Gore Health CEO Carl Metzler spoke to the Mike Hosking Breakfast this morning. He says it's not language and it's not the culture that's a barrier.
I think what you need to appreciate is that in a smaller rural area, you can't just parachute an experienced nurse into a rural emergency department. Often on an afternoon or night shift, for example, you know, they're manning the hospital as the sole charge nurse, so they need to be very experienced and have a certain set of skills and certifications and boxes that they need to tick in order to meet our requirements in New Zealand. And unfortunately, 98% of those CVs didn't match that skill set that we need. Many of those nurses would require a significant amount of preceptorship and supervision and peer support, and a lot of senior nursing wraparound to get them up to speed and get them suitable. And that is something we are doing. It's pretty heartbreaking on both parts. We got super excited getting 80 applicants, as you can imagine, in a small place like Gore, only to really have our hopes dashed. And I can only imagine these poor people coming from overseas and the enormous sacrifice they've made, paying thousands of dollars to not only relocate but also for the CAP programs. And I think being given false hope and false expectations for thousands of dollars, something is amiss.
Something is indeed amiss. So where do we need to fix things? I'm not going to say where does the blame lie. Where do we need to fix things? Do the health authorities need to be clearer with immigration that the sort of nurses thereafter are experienced nurses that won't require wraparound care for the first couple of years to get them up to the speed of the positions that are available? Do the recruiters need to be much clearer that if you're a brand shiny new nurse, keen and eager and desperate to start your career in a new country, your language is fine, you've done the cultural competency, but you just don't have the experience, and that, you know, you can understand Gore Hospital. If you've got a sole charge nurse, you can't. It's not fair on the hospital, the patients, or the nurse herself or himself to put a nurse in charge of the entire hospital. So where do we need to make changes so nurses aren't disappointed and hospitals are getting the staff they need? How functional is Immigration New Zealand at the moment? If it's taking a week to do a job that it used to take a day to do, do we need more staff in there? You know, do we need to put a cap on the number of applications that can be taken in any given month? You've got international tourists wanting to come here waiting for visitors' visas, a huge backlog of those. 36,000 last year were waiting for visitor visas to come here. And when it comes to trying to get family over, if you've tried to do that yourself, you know the absolute administrative nightmare it is trying to get that to happen, and then the hurry up and wait. You know, get everything in, and then you wait. The new technology was supposed to speed things up, and that's not fully operational yet. Are you confident that once the IT is doing what it should, the job will be made easier for those within the department and life will be easier for those who have to use it? You know, it's great that people want to come here. Our forebears all wanted to come here. We all came from somewhere to come to New Zealand. And there's undoubtedly a shortage across the board in so many, many areas. But are we falling back into the bad old habits of just taking all comers who are undercutting New Zealand workers because they can, because they're willing to live 16 to a three-bedroom house, who are being exploited because they desperately want to make a new start somewhere? Are we offering false hope to qualified people like the nurses, like teachers, saying you're very welcome, and then ultimately pulling the welcome mat out from under them?
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.